Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? This is Easy, most known unknown Easy Old Soul, coming at you one weekend. Another night, another late night show. You know, just sitting here chilling, watching a little bit of TV, doing me. Just got through watching NBA game. Like I told y'all, I would check out a game. Of course, the only game that I was able to see, because I don't have league pass, was Cavaliers versus the Knicks. And of course, it was pretty much a garbage game to the end. You know, the end of it was fairly well. The Knicks definitely mounted a comeback, but of course, they took an L. They fought hard, but sometimes you fight hard too late. They looked okay. You know what I'm saying? Like they looked like they was out of sync, but they looked okay. They wasn't polished. They definitely got to get the game up. And, you know, there's been talks of Carmelo trade. That's been a high talk this week. And, you know, I think he needs a little bit of fresh air. I think he needs to move around. But he also got to remember that he ain't got too many years left, so he got to become a very productive player in a short time. And I don't mean productive as in he can't hoop. I mean productive as in you got to get off your ass, Carmelo, man. I think somebody said that he just had to learn. He has to learn to play better defense. Somebody said he spent so many seasons in the NBA that shouldn't even be a factor right now. And it's true. You know what I'm saying? I always liked Melo. I always thought he was a really good player. I always thought he was a solid player. I always thought he could be counted on. And the most part, when he first started his career, he was definitely, you know, number one. I ranked him over LeBron. He was performing way better, much better than LeBron, much better numbers, and didn't get the appreciation that he deserved in his first couple of seasons. You know, it was mostly about LeBron. You know, that was the first time that I seen LeBron was the first player that I seen coming into the NBA where people were just saying he was the greatest player ever. And he still ain't proved it to me yet, but that was the thing when he came in. No other player did that happen with that I know of, except maybe Durant. They might have said Durant that would be one of the greatest players, but they didn't say he was the best coming in. Like Kobe. Nobody thought Kobe would be Kobe coming out of school, although he was a star player. You know, just people like him and others that came into the NBA young, nobody said anything, you know, or thought anything of them. You know, Mike coming into the NBA, he was brushed off, you know what I'm saying? But he gave us some of the greatest years the Bulls will ever have, you know what I'm saying? So it's a very different flow. But that game was what can I say? It was all right. Definitely need more effective games. I definitely seen a lot of bad calls. The worst thing about the NBA right now already is diva-ish. Another big problem is refs. Like, you got games where you see stuff clearly happening. If I can see it from my TV and you're a ref running down a court, you're getting paid to run down that court, you can see it too. Wasn't great. Wasn't great for me. So refs need to step their game up. But, of course, they getting paid to shut up. So, hey, why do it anyway? So I'm going to watch some more games. Like I said, I'm going to try to catch a game on Monday and see what it's about. See that they got the Knicks, I believe, versus the Hawks. Hopefully that'll be a good game. So we'll see what's happening. Another news, you know, Super Bowl is tomorrow. I'm very excited. Can't wait for that. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to see who win. Even though I won't be able to watch the game, I'm going to record it. You know what I'm saying? By the time I get out of work, probably be close to the third. Towards the end of the third, you know, I might be able to see the fourth. So, of course, I'm going to sit at home and watch the whole game because I just want to see it. You know what I'm saying? And feel like it's going to be a shootout. I'm hoping it ain't going to be a blowout. You know what I'm saying? I hope that Atlanta defense come through. I hope both defenses come through because I don't want it to be a blowout on either end. So it's really just going to depend on how the defense do tomorrow. Whichever defense shows up, that's the team I believe is going to win the game. Now, I can talk stats to you, you know, Brady versus Ryan, you know, running back versus running back, wide receiver versus wide receiver. I'm not going to do that. But I feel if the Atlanta Falcons bring that same offense they've been playing all year to the game, it's going to be hard to beat them. If Tom Brady bring that same offense and confidence that he always has in the game to the table, he ain't going to be unbeatable. So it's going to be a hard game. Hell, I can almost see an overtime out of this motherfucker. But I can't wait for it to happen. We're going to see what's happening. A little bit of talks around the league. I know KDM put a post talking about they trying to get Garoppolo for a quarterback for the Bears. They reaching out to him, or is at least a thought that they're going to reach out to him, try to bring him in. I don't feel like he's a bad player, but let me say this. He hasn't seen many touches. You know what I'm saying? Put it like this. He's like the Josh McCown of football at this moment because you ain't really been able to see what he can do. So you don't know how effective he is. If you remember Josh McCown, most people don't. But he was in the NFL for a while before he got to the Bears. And when he played for the Bears, of course, he played better that year for the Bears than Jay Cutler has. And there was talks that he should stay and he should be the quarterback. F. Jay Cutler, of course. I was one of them people that say, yeah, he should stay. He is more effective. He knows what he's doing. He knows how to stay in the pocket and understand pass protection and stuff like that. He's not a runner unless he has to. You know, he's a thinker. And that's what I thought I knew. But all that went to shit when he got traded, and you can see where he's at now. So you don't always know from what you see. If a player might have a great year one year, and then the next year people know you. When people know you, it's a whole totally different story. I was talking to people about Linsanity, you know, when that stuff was going on in the game of NBA. And as soon as he got to LeBron and them, when they was on the Heat, when LeBron was playing for the Heat, yeah, they shut that down. They showed that man the NBA, and he wasn't the same since then. You know what I'm saying? Now you hear about him, but you definitely don't hear no more Linsanity because I wouldn't want to say it was a fluke because he's definitely a high-performance player, and he'll definitely get the job done if need be, but he's not the dude that you're going to get the ball to no more at the end of the game. I can guarantee you that. So it's like that. So I think Garoppolo will be good, but I want him to be effective. I want the Bears to have a good, solid quarterback. And I want the Bears to have a great defense, or at least a defense that can handle, you know, the NFL offense. You know what I'm saying? I want to see productiveness on both sides of the ball, so hopefully we make some smart decisions. I think what KD and them been saying is right. You know what I'm saying? Let's not worry about getting him in the first round. We can probably catch him in the second. If we don't, hey, oh well. You know what I'm saying? Let's focus on certain things and rebuilding. Like Jimmy said, you know, of course, we're going to have him back on to talk about that. It's all about the productiveness. You know what I'm saying? So, tomorrow we'll see what's happening. And the Super Bowl should be fun. You know what I'm saying? I'm sad that this is probably the most exciting thing I've seen in the season, besides the whole Cubs series. But, yeah.
Yeah, man.
And you know what I realized yesterday, man? The way it might have sounded, nobody sound like, you know, down and indifferent. And sometimes I get that way. And it just happens sometimes. You know what I'm saying? And I think I told y'all before, I chopped it up with my homie Jimmy on the phone. He hit me up, called me, reached out to me, and he was just saying, what's up? And we ended up talking for like the whole night, man. He really told me some stuff, man. He really told me some stuff that most people don't tell you. Most people don't talk about, you know what I'm saying? Like, he tell you real friend stuff, you know what I'm saying? He tell you real life stuff. And he's been through a lot of life, you know what I'm saying? I never knew what he was going through in life. And it's a surprise, man. You know, he's standing strong right now. He's one of the strongest men I know. And he turned out to be what everybody thought he wasn't going to be. You know, he turned out to be a man. He turned out to be a father. He turned out to be, you know, a great person. You know, a person that likes to give you confidence, that likes to tell you, hey, if you ain't learned yet, it's about you. You know what I'm saying? You have to be there for you. You have to do for you. You have to be solid with you. You have to love you. You know what I'm saying? He tried to instill that in me. And I try to remember that all the time, you know what I'm saying, when I'm thinking about stuff. So sometimes I might sound down, but I'm not, man. You know, it's a strength. Strength builds all the time. Character builds all the time. You got to keep it pushing. But the way he explained it, man, you have to love you. Love yourself. And I know I'm jumping off topic way, you know, I went from sports to just life lessons, but it's the truth, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to love you, man. Because ain't nobody going to love you like you love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else. That's a guarantee. That's a mother effing guarantee. You know what I'm saying? And I got a lot of love for my family, for my homies. My homies are damn near considered my family. You know what I'm saying? If you ask me, you know, Jimmy motherfucking Puerto Rican, but if you ask me, you know what I'm saying, who Buddy is, oh, that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how close I'm usually is with my friend. I'm never faking in front and fraudulent with them. And it's, you know, real. You got to be real in life, man. I think a lot of people try to hide from the life that they have and make it seem like it's not a great life. It's a fucking great life if you make it a great life. And I think that's what we got to do sometimes. We got to appreciate what we have and who we are. And let's not forget who we are. And, you know, that's why I said I'm going to get back to being me. I'm going to get back to, you know, blogging. I'm going to get back to making stuff fun again. I'm gonna try to get into this new age stuff, the whole Snapchat and the Facebook Live and, I don't know. I might even hit this Instagram stuff up. I'm not really used. I'm old school with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm almost like a goddamn painting full video shoot. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm old school like that, man. I can't really get into this whole technology thing, but I kind of got to get into it. If I'm going to do this for y'all, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going to do this podcast, man, I got to be in it, you know what I'm saying? In it to the fullest. You know, like my friend Veronica Ortega, she definitely changed the game. Shout out to her. You know, I know she's doing her thing on the nightly news in Indiana and the whichever part of it. I still can't pronounce that word, but she know where she worked at. She just did her. She went out and she did her. She's a history buff, and that's what she took up in school, and that's what she was comfortable with doing, but she never loses her confidence. So when she didn't go to history, she went to journalism, something that is also important to her and something she's very good at. And she never lets the world stop her. She never lets anybody tell her no, and she never says no to herself. She always amps herself to make herself better. She is one of the smallest people I know, but she has the biggest heart. You damn near would think she's fucking 7 feet tall. How she represents herself, and I appreciate her. You know, I got friends everywhere that, you know, some of them I might mention, some of them I can't. Some of them, pretty much, if they listen to the show, they know who I'm talking to. They give me strength, you know what I'm saying? Showed out at a couple of homies' weddings, you know, so, and we have fun, and they always sit and talk to me, man, and I, you know, I got much love for them. I got much love for everybody, man. And this particular episode is just talk, man. You know what I'm saying? Just to holler at y'all, man. It's always going to be fun for me. You know what I'm saying? And I appreciate the love and support however it come. I never forget where I come from and what I came up from. You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of questions that I still need answered in life, but I'm going to answer them myself if I got to. And, you know, I'm here to help everybody. I'm here to help myself as well. you know, I said I'm always gonna try to improve just like anybody else, and you know, so that's all I wanted to say. You know what I'm saying? It's like a regular phone call to anybody that's listening. That's all I wanted to say. I wanted to get that out in the open. We're going to be doing some major stuff, especially maybe not this week, but we're going to close out this week and come into the new week with a brand new episode from me. I'm going to be talking to my homie. I ain't going to say his government name, but Heavy Half, Rap Battle. You know, he's a battle rapper, you know what I'm saying, and he's hot. He's definitely coming up in the game. I know he just bodied that man, Floss the Boss, although Floss the Boss does have, you know, a pretty good following. You know, he's a pretty decent battle rapper. I don't think he got nothing on my man's Heavy Half, to be honest, you know what I'm saying. So I'm going to talk to him tomorrow about the battle and how it went, and, you know, hopefully he got some good news. Hopefully he caught a body. And he back in Chicago with that case. He ain't got to fight it no more. It's closed. But he done. But we definitely going to talk about that. We're going to chop it up. We're just going to have fun. And I'm going to keep trying to give y'all good shows. You know, I'm going to reach out to Maggie Martinez and see if we get her back on the show for another hashtag talk. And see if we get Jimmy on the show. Just talk real shit right now. You know what I'm saying? He got so many stories. He knows so much information. And, you know, I really got to utilize this man. I really got to use him. Him and K-Down is like gold. Let me tell you, man. Y'all don't know, but y'all going to find out, man. So, you know, I'm going to wrap it up. I'm going to holler at y'all later. You know, I'm feeling good tonight. I might not be doing nothing tonight, but I'm going to go to work with a great head of steam. I'm going to be happy and productive. So, I'm going to get out of here. I'm going to holler at y'all. This is Easy. Most known unknown Easy Old Soul. I'm going to holler at y'all. All right.